Health and Developmental Disability Services Division pick off in the midst of our scintillating discussion from last time for this division.
I have my...
Also.
Thank you. Before we started on mental health this morning, I just wanted to call your attention. You have a memo from Peggy Archer on the distribution of the tobacco settlement funds in the governor's budget. You had asked for that, and she wanted to make sure that you had that available. And getting into the Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services Division budget once again, there's a memo in front of you that's dated June 13th that looks like the other memos that you've had from us on work sessions. At earlier work sessions on this agency's budget, you've approved a current service level budget as adjusted and over $1 million in reductions in the agency over and above the reductions that were in the department's reshoot plan and other reductions that the co-chairs had asked for. Last time you had asked for more information from the agency on administration and licensing, certification, and program operations staffing. You had asked for information on state hospital issues. And then there was some discussion about the Developmental Disabilities Community Housing Fund because of a proposal that had been brought forward. So at this point, I'd ask you to turn to the last page of our memorandum, which is a summary spreadsheet. These are the outstanding issues based on the subcommittee's previous discussions. Number 23, item 23, and let me just say, I had used the earlier spreadsheet that we had done, hid the rows for the issues that people were comfortable with, and just identified the ones that there were still some issues with. And so the numbers obviously don't go in chronological order. But item 23 is the other fund limitation proposal to allow the agency to put general fund now in their budget into that fund to earn interest, a small bit of interest, while they're waiting to make the payments out of that fund to Housing and Community Services Department or for housing development and maintenance money that's included in their budget. So at this time, our recommendation is still that we add the other fund limitation into their budget. There are proposals under discussion that would remove perhaps some of the general fund in this budget and use alternative funding sources for that. But until those proposals are approved, we're recommending that we move forward with this other fund limitation at the point where some general fund reduction could happen in this budget and other funding be made available for those purposes. We would come back at the last DHS work session and make that particular adjustment. But again, at this point, we're recommending that you approve that other fund limitation. And I think there had been some information submitted in terms of what the housing money was used for in this budget and how it was not duplicative of what was in Housing and Community Services Department budget in terms of reserves or additional funding. Moving to the next item, number 28. The co-chair's initial budget did eliminate Package 222 funding for Oregon State Hospital infection control. And it's our understanding that there are discussions about funding this package, but again, no decision has been reached. So at this point, our recommendation is that funding come out of the budget. Again, if there's a decision made later to fund that, we would bring it back at the final DHS wrap-up and add that package back in. I know the subcommittee had some concerns about eliminating the funding for that. And then item 33B is a companion to 33A, which was a reduction in the package, a reduction in the enhancements that were proposed for implementing the Developmental Disability Universal Access effort, which was the Staley versus Kitzhaber settlement agreement. And in getting information from the agency, it was determined that there were two additional positions that should be taken out of that package, And so what this does is eliminate those two positions. They're back-end positions, if you will. They're ones that they would have brought on later in the biennium. So what the agency will need to do is go ahead and ramp up as fast as they can on implementing that settlement agreement with the staffing that's available to them. And it's the hope that, based on the number of people served, we think at this point that those two positions won't be needed. They may be at some later point if the agency has to have additional staffing or other resources to implement the agreement. They can, of course, come back to the emergency board for that. But at this point, what we're saying is we don't think you would need those two additional positions, and you have until later in the biennium to really see if you do or not. So that's
these are the cheapest positions you'll ever see in state government. Each of these positions only costs $6,000 a year to pay them, so it seems a shame we're cutting those people out. I wish we could find more people who are willing to work for that sort of salary. That would be intriguing.
I agree. We might be accused of some usury there.
Representative Bates.
On the Staley agreement situation, I know we've made cuts in the administration and of that change in that agreement, and I'm supportive of that, but what I'm concerned about is, do we have a mechanism for looking to see if we're going forward with Staley appropriately with these cuts in place? I know they've got to do a lot of criminal background checks, and they're going to be very busy ramping up for this. Is this group going to report back to the E-Board or some other legislative organization so we know, in fact, that the agreement's being upheld and we're going forward with it?
Mr. Chair and Representative Bates, we'll get into the budget notes as well, and it does require a report back. But also the LFO recommendation would put about half of the DD universal access community dollars into an emergency fund special purpose appropriation, so that the agency has to come back in and report on its progress before it can get basically the second year of funding for that. So we did try to set up some leverage to make sure that there was an appropriate reporting requirement there.
Thank you.
Any other questions of LFO?
I have one question.
Representative Carlson.
What you just said about coming back to the emergency board if they need them, will that be part of the budget narrative so that it's clear that that's what this committee is doing?
Between Mr. Chair and Representative Carlson, between the special purpose appropriation being there and having a built-in incentive to come back, the budget or the statement of expectation that we'll talk about in a minute regarding the Staley versus Catawba settlement agreement does state that we would expect that they will report on their progress by coming back to the E-Board. So it will be in writing.
Great.
So we need to approve the subtotal of the policy packages as adjusted, is that correct?
Yes, that would be appropriate.
Well, if you have enough members to do so, the chair would entertain a motion to adopt the policy package adjustments, reduction options, and lines 23, 28, and 33B as presented by LFO, if someone was excited about them enough to...
Yeah, I'd be excited enough just to make that proposal.
That'd be great.
Chair, I would move that the policy package adjustments and reduction options, 23, 28, and 33B, which we've discussed, and the figures which are in front of you, be accepted and passed the Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
For the benefit of the members that just showed up, there's a document in front of you that the LFO has handed out dated June 13th, 2001. We're on the last page. We started on the last page. And the only numbers that are listed here are the items that we had controversy about at our last meeting. I think it was on the 31st. And we just finished discussing those items. And we talked about having the $9,500,000 still in as other funds until we get some more information that's being worked on by Treasury and LFO and other parties to see if there is another funding source there. Because the infection control is part of the co-chair's cut, we're going to leave that as a cut for now and hopefully have an opportunity to revisit that later, just like with a lot of the add-backs we've done. And then we further reduced a little bit of administration in DD that was maybe going to come in at the very end of the biennium, hence the very small dollar numbers involved there. And there'll be an opportunity to revisit that, I think, during the interim. And that was, and we discussed all the other items. There did not seem to be controversy there. So we're, Representative Bates made a motion to approve the policy package adjustments 23, 28, and 33B to round out our total recommended adjustments as a starting point for the rest of our discussion. Is there any more discussion on that? Any objection? If not, we'll approve.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bates.
Just for clarification, since some of us came in late and we're not sure. Some of our last look at this budget, I believe we went ahead and accepted the previous policy package that LFO had just spoken to a few minutes ago. I'd like to know that, just for clarification of the record, the previous packages we approved are the ones that we're seeing here that run from 15 down through 35, with the exception of the ones we just talked about. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Representative Bates, yes, that's correct. And I've summarized them again, the policy packages on page one of the memo, so that you have the packages summarized there and the fiscal impact of those.
Thank you.
Between that and the spreadsheet, should be able to determine what's happened to what package.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Duncan.
And I'm sorry, I might have missed it, and maybe you're not there yet. I'm looking at the memo from Sheila regarding the 25-cent deal. Where is that?
We haven't just got there.
You haven't gotten to?
I'll be part of our ad
back
session.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I just want to be sure we didn't lose out on that. Okay.
Okay, Sheila, what next?
Okay. As I said, on the bottom of page one of the memo, it summarizes the policy packages as adjusted with the actions that you've just approved. And then moving to page two, this would confirm the proposals to establish special purpose appropriations in the emergency board. Our recommendation is to establish two. As we talked about in an earlier work session, there's a adult crisis home for developmentally disabled people that had expected to be brought online early in the biennium. The agency's reshoot budget delayed that, and our recommendation is that the second year of funding for that home be put into a special purpose appropriation, and in connection with a budget note that is on page three, which we can talk about in more detail, we would expect them to work with their providers and look at both the costs of the state-operated group homes and whether they actually need that crisis home given the other capacity in the system, or perhaps alternative services that they could purchase. So our recommendation is that there be a special purpose appropriation for $317,124 for that. Then the second recommendation is for basically the second year cost of the Staley v. Kitzhaber settlement agreement for the developmental disability universal access community program costs in the amount of $19,172,200, and our recommendation is that be a special purpose appropriation, and the statement of expectation on the bottom of page two would clarify or confirm that we expect them to come back to the emergency board and report on their progress in implementing that agreement before or at the time that they request that second year funding, so that the emergency board will be able to monitor the progress and make sure that they're meeting the terms and conditions of the agreement.
Questions about LFO?
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a good idea to look at alternatives to fund the crisis home, because, as I said before, the staffing ratio for the state group home is something like 5-1, and in community group homes it's about one staff to 2.5 clients. So this staffing ratio is, I believe, is way out of line, and I think the idea of looking into what is an alternative to funding this is a good idea. But at this time, I have a proposal, and I discussed this with the chair yesterday. I would like to just...
My thought would be up to the chair, but why don't we just deal with these two packages, and then I think we get into your proposal, and then and there's a number of budget notes. Your proposal, I think, looked very, very thoughtful.
Where are we?
We're looking at the very bottom of our previous, it was lines 36, 37 from a previous document on page 2, top of the page, number 4, special purpose appropriations. The emergency board, Sheila's outlined why and how in the related budget note.
Okay.
We're looking for approval of those two items.
That's this later.
I guess I'd like to move the special purpose appropriations to the emergency board totaling $19,489,324 general fund. That's a combination of $317,124 for developmental disability adult crisis homes or alternative crisis services with direction by the budget note that we're going to talk about in a little bit. And $19,172,200 for developmental disability universal access community program costs. Including the statement of expectation and referred to on page 2 of our document.
Representative Schrader moves that we adopt the special purposes appropriation to the emergency board, totaling $19,489,324 general fund as follows: $317,124 for developmental disability adult crisis home or alternative crisis services with direction by budget note to follow. And $19,142,200 for developmental disability universal access community program costs with a statement of expectation to be included in the budget note. Is there any objection? Hearing none. Approved.
Madam Chair, could I have 1 minute recess to talk to you about my proposal?
Certainly. Can we do it to when... Do you need it now or do you need it for?
Could we talk now because this is the time to talk about the package that I would like to propose.
Recess for 1 minute.